This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A World Health Organization senior advisor said Friday wealthy countries need to give more COVID-19 vaccines and follow the United States in making doses available immediately to cover a 200 million dose gap caused by Indian supply disruptions and manufacturing delays. The WHO is urging wealthy countries to donate their surplus doses to poorer countries instead of giving them to less vulnerable groups such as children, and they have so far donated 150 million doses via the COVAX sharing program. But the official said Friday only a small portion of those doses will actually be available in the short term in June, July, and August, when they can make a difference in slowing the pace of infections in the global pandemic. He praised a U.S. plan announced on Thursday to quickly share 25 million doses and encouraged other wealthy countries to follow suit. Britain's medicines regulator said Friday the Pfizer vaccine is safe for adolescents aged 12 to 15 after a rigorous review following similar assessments in the European Union and United States. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency approved the two-shot jab following clinical trials among younger age groups, saying the vaccine had met the expected standards of safety, quality, and effectiveness. A government committee on vaccination will now decide if and when to begin administering doses to the age group. The British regulator's approval follows that of European Medicines Agency and U.S. Food and Drug Administration last month for the younger group to receive the jab. The United States has started administering the vaccine to adolescents, while EU members are set to do so this month. This is VOA News. One of Japan's sporting heroes and a member of the local Olympic Committee said on Friday her nation had been, quote, cornered into pressing ahead with the 2020 Games despite public opposition during the coronavirus pandemic. The comments by Japanese Olympics Committee board member Kaori Yamaguchi added to rancor around Japan, where the games were postponed last year but are now due to start on July 23rd despite a fourth wave of infections. Most Japanese oppose hosting the Olympics, but some foreign athletes have started arriving, and organizers insist the $15 billion global sports showpiece remains on track. Yamaguchi accused the International Olympic Committee, Japan's government, and the Tokyo 2020 organizing body of shunning dialogue and riding roughshod over public opinion. Foreign spectators are already prohibited from the Olympics, and Japanese may also be kept away from what organizers promise will be a sanitized bubble, calling it an event to minimize contagion risk while also bringing cheer to a world battered by COVID-19. There's talk of banning cheering, hugging, and high fives. Tokyo's 2020 committee president said at a news conference on Friday, organizers were pushing on with preparations 100%. The United States expects to have a sixth round of indirect talks on reviving compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal and probably more. A U.S. State Department spokesman said Thursday hurdles remained after the fifth round of talks that concluded on Wednesday, even as he did not rule out the possibility of an agreement in the next round. Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the deal in 2018, arguing it gave Iran excessive sanctions relief for inadequate nuclear curbs. President Joe Biden wants to restore the pact nuclear limits if possible, extend them. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden signed an executive order Thursday expanding a Trump-era list of Chinese companies blacklisted for their alleged ties to the country's military. The executive order listed 59 companies involved in surveillance technology, which the White House has said is used to, quote, facilitate repression or serious human rights abuses, which undermine the security or democratic values of the United States and our allies. Thursday's announcement is the latest round of sanctions against China the Biden administration has announced since January. In March, the U.S., along with European Union and Britain, imposed sanctions on several Chinese officials for human rights abuses in the Muslim Uyghur minority in China's Xinjiang province. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.